5 Kenyan schoolgirls have developed an app to help women and girls end female genital mutilation, or FGM. The girls will soon take part in the yearly International Technovation Competition in California. Technovation is supported by Google, Verizon, a mobile telephone company, and the United Nations. The competition supports girls as they learn the skills they need to become technology entrepreneurs and leaders. Girls who develop apps to end problems in their communities can win money. The Kenyan girls hope to win a $15,000 prize for creating iCut, an app that they hope will end FGM. iCut connects girls who may soon be forced to undergo FGM with rescue centers. It also gives legal and medical help to those who are suffering from the effects of FGM. The app has 5 sections: help, rescue, report, information on FGM, and donate and feedback. The girls are all between 15 and 17 years old. They are the only Africans chosen to take part in this year's competition. Their East African nation is one of the most technologically advanced countries on the continent. Stacy Owino is one of the girls who developed the app. She says FGM is a big problem affecting girls worldwide, and it is a problem we want to solve. She and the 4 other developers will fly to California on August 6th for the competition at Google headquarters. They recently visited the computer company's offices in Nairobi. Owino said, "This whole experience will change our lives. Whether we win or not, our perspective of the world and the possibilities it has will change for the better." Ivy Akinyi also developed the app. She says she plans to become a computer programmer. She says she and the other girls just have to use this opportunity as a stepping stone to the next level. The girls are from the western city of Kisumu. One of them, Cynthia Otieno, says they call themselves the Restorers because they want to restore hope to hopeless girls. FGM is illegal in Kenya, but 1 in 4 Kenyan women and girls have had their external genitalia either partially or completely removed. The 5 girls are from the Luo tribe, which does not practice FGM. But the girls say they have friends who have been cut. Purity Achiang is another of the developers. She says a close friend in school was cut and never came back to school. "She was among the smartest girls I knew." I'm Ashley Thompson.